Hello, my name is Patrick with BSH Group 840 in Stuart. I'll be guiding you through garden 2. The plants in this garden are sea lavender, fiddlewood, buttonwood, aloe vera, necklace pod, and beach sunflower. I will be talking about fiddlewood, buttonwood, and aloe vera. The first plant you'll see is fiddlewood. Fiddlewood is a very drought-tolerant plant. It is native to Florida and looks like a small tree with brown bark and square twigs. Its leaves are thick and leathery with shiny green color. Small white flowers can be seen occasionally throughout the year. There are orange brown berries that can attract small wildlife. It can be used for indigestion and fatigue, or for bathing. And the wood can be used to make musical instruments. Directly across the sidewalk from the fiddlewood is buttonwood. This plant is native to South Florida. There are two kinds of this plant in the garden. This plant is commonly found near mangroves. It's incredibly salt and drought tolerant, and its green waxy leaves are commonly eaten by hairstreak butterfly larvae. The other kind of buttonwood here can be either a tree or shrub. It has gray elliptical leather leaves that are slim. At the end of the branches, they have clusters of button-like fruit. Buttonwood is commonly used for smoking meats and fish. Next to the buttonwood is aloe vera, which originates from the Mediterranean. It has thick leaves that can be gray to green. There are sharp spikes on the side of the leaves. Aloe vera is commonly used to treat burns, which came in handy to help sunburnt shipwreck victims sheltering at the House of Refuge. Aloe has many other uses in medical and beauty products. Now, if you turn around, you will see garden number 3, which runs along the fence separating the House of Refuge grounds from the road. My friend Raphael will guide you through this large garden.